Chippewa Secondary School students are able to go to school today despite an alleged threat to the school overnight. The North Bay Police say they received a report on Wednesday of a possible threat to a local school circulating through social media. Working with our policing partners, an investigation revealed that the information on social media originated from Southern Ontario and was not in reference to any schools in North Bay, stated David Woolley, corporate communications officer with the North Bay Police Service. The local police service in the community, the information originated from, is aware of the situation and has investigated the information. There was no credible threat to the safety of staff or students here in North Bay. Public awareness. On February 15, 2023, the hashtag North Bay hashtag police service received a report that information about a possible threat to a local school was circulating on social media. One-third. North Bay Police, at North Bay Police, February 16, 2023. Krista Tucker-Petrick, principal at Chippewa Secondary School, addressed students and families via voicemail and email, assuring students their school was safe. "We are aware that information has been circulating about a possible threat to Chippewa Secondary School," she said. "In consultation with North Bay Police Service overnight, we have been able to determine that there is no threat to staff or students. We appreciate those who reached out to the police and administration to make us aware. This allowed us to act quickly to confirm the safety of staff and students to attend school. The school will be open on Thursday, February 16, as usual." The Near North School Board also sent out a message relating to the incident. "The Near North District School Board would like to thank those who brought this to the attention of the police and administration, allowing for a quick resolution and confirming the safety of staff and students to attend the school. We appreciate the actions and communication of the North Bay Police Services throughout the investigation," the board stated in a media release Thursday morning.